Over 500,000 people are going hungry in Britain. So claim the charities Church Action on Poverty and Oxfam. In their joint report, Walking the Breadline, The Scandal of Food Poverty in 21st Century Britain, the scale of destitution, hardship and hunger are even worse than thought.
So many people are now struggling to feed themselves and going hungry. It's partly because of the rise in food prices. They've gone up a lot higher than general inflation over the past few months. At the same time, people's incomes are static or going down. But the biggest finding from our research is that the welfare state simply isn't doing the job it was set up to do. It was set up to provide a safety net so that when you fell into hard times, you wouldn't end up destitute and hungry. Sadly, for thousands of people now, that's no longer the case.
A report by the UK's largest food bank provider, the Trussell Trust, released earlier this year, had put the figure at 350,000 for those using their services, a trebling of the number from the previous year. The new Oxfam CAP statistics point at a greater problem of families struggling and seeking help from a variety of sources.
One of the great worries for anti-poverty campaigners is that the use of food banks is becoming increasingly a normalized part of the welfare state, with those families and individuals in dire need being forced into accepting emergency food handouts instead of having a thorough assessment made of the reasons behind their predicaments.
There are also growing concerns that more families in work are unable to make ends meet at the end of the month, alongside benefit delays and sanctions adding to their woes. So what would the authors of the report like to see happen to stop more people from sinking into food poverty?
The main recommendation from the report is that there should be an urgent parliamentary inquiry. First of all, to establish the scale of the problem. We've estimated 500,000 people, but it may be many times bigger than that. We really don't know. So it has to find out how big the problem is, but then to find out whether there are links between the government's welfare reform program, the cuts to benefits which we've seen coming in over the past 2 years, and the growth in food poverty.
There is the fear that welfare reforms will leave many more in dire straits, but the Department of Work and Pensions insists the benefit system provided a safety net for essentials. Many of those falling ever deeper into food poverty would strongly disagree. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.